there. My name is Catherine Lee Ryder from BreakingFree.ca, and I am a speaker and life skills instructor. Welcome to podcast number 28 in a series of podcasts dedicated to abused women worldwide. Today is Wednesday, December the 9th, 2009. The title of this podcast is Decisions. It is often difficult to make a decision, especially when it is life-changing. For instance, a decision to leave an abusive relationship is definitely life-changing. And to all you women out there that have left an abusive relationship, that was an extremely hard decision. And I'm sure that it didn't, come to you overnight. You thought about it very, very long and hard. When we have to make decisions, fear can quite often hold us back from making it, okay? Or tempt us to move back into our comfort zone once we have made that decision, okay? So I think part of the reason for that is that because throughout our life, we have been taught to be careful, be very careful about making decisions. And why have we been taught to be careful? In case we make the wrong decision. Yeah, that's right. The wrong decision. Oh my goodness. What if we make the wrong decision? For some reason, we believe that making the wrong decision can render us helpless. And you know what? That's not true. Because many times in your life, you've made wrong decisions and you were not rendered helpless. Okay? We also believe that if we make the wrong decision, it can destroy our life. And again, that's not true, because we've all made decisions that maybe we have perceived as being wrong, and it didn't destroy our life. So really, if you think about all this, no wonder so many people are afraid of making decisions in your life. Why wouldn't they be if they thought it was going to be, if they made the wrong decision, it was going to be all doom and gloom? Okay, this makes us feel like decision making is over, it becomes overwhelming to us, and it just causes so much stress and anxiety. We have been taught to believe that if we make the wrong decision, then we have made a mistake. Now, I have quite often talked about mistakes in my podcasts, and again, I'm going to repeat, mistakes are nothing more than learning what not to do next time, okay? But for some reason, if you don't have that mindset, people think, oh, mistake, I made a mistake. They start beating themselves up. The chatterbox, the negative chatterbox starts thriving in this scenario. It's very happy as well. Starts telling you, how terrible you are. You made a mistake. How stupid could you be? And the chatterbox loves to hear you beat yourself up over your mistakes. Again, mistakes are nothing more than learning what not to do next time. Learn from your mistakes and move forward and don't look back. So if you can make yourself believe that, it's going to become a little bit easier to make decisions, yes? Okay, if you can retrain your thinking that mistakes are lessons and that failures are found on the path to success, then you can help remove the fear and anxiety of making decisions, can you not? Now let's give some thought to how most people respond in an everyday decision-making progress. When they are trying to make a decision, if they were to pay attention to what their body's doing, they may feel their heart feeling very heavy. Their heart's feeling heavy because they're very concerned about having to make a decision. It's very stressful. They think about possible consequences in life and death terms. Now that alone can get your heart pumping, can it? They're thinking, oh, if I make the wrong thing, if I make the wrong choice, then, life and death terms. Oh, doom and gloom. What ifs all of a sudden start popping out in full force? What if this? What if that? What if this? The chatterbox begins to thrive, and it just, it just pulls on all this information, all the what ifs, and all the life and death situations, and it starts thriving. People Also, we'll sit down and try to become a predictor of the future events if they make decision A or decision B. They try to control, they try to figure out how they might be able to control outside forces. And you know what? I've told you before, you can't control outside forces. You can only control yourself. If they're going through all these steps, then they're going in circles, you know. They're basically beginning to drive themselves crazy. And all this, even before the decision has been made. Now, what about after the decision is made? Okay, let's go through that. They've made a decision, and now they're constantly reassessing the situation, okay? And if they come up to something and something, you know, a particular consequence has struck at them, then they start with that, oh, if only, and you know, it's called hindsight. If only I'd known that I would have chosen this instead. Again, it's a learning experience. If you just keep going to if only scenarios, it sets you up for negative feelings and it wastes valuable energy. And you know what? After the decision is made, even if the outcome turns out favorable, they have a nagging feeling. But what if doom and gloom? What if doom and gloom, you know, befalls us? They think it's always lurking in the shadows like a monster. Okay? For example, in Canada, where I live, in our society has trained us to believe that negative is realistic and positive is unrealistic. You know, I really have to wonder where that comes from. Why does the general population believe in negative things and refuses to believe in positive things? You know, for instance, have you ever found yourself in a discussion with someone that always wants to present to you the negative vantage point of everything? I have someone like that in my life. Yeah, I've gotten to the point that I don't even want to discuss any of my plans and goals for the future in front of this person, because as soon as I do, he starts filling in, oh, but what if this and what if that, and have you thought about this and have you thought about that? And I'm thinking, no, I haven't thought about all that. And if I get a little annoyed and I say, yeah, but you know, like I can't just think of all these negative things or it's going to depress me and I'm just going to give up on it, you know? And he says, well, I'm just trying to be the devil's advocate here. I'm just trying to tell you what could come up. Well, yeah, you know what? But I'm just trying to tell myself what could come up, and I choose to focus on the positive, and I chose to focus on the good things instead of the negative and the bad things, because I believe that a person can achieve anything that they set their sights to. And I believe that what you think about, you bring about. So if I'm always thinking about, you know, all the negatives, I'm going to bring it out. So I want to choose to focus on the positive. I want to think about the positive to bring the positive out. Now that we've talked about, you know, how people go through the list of making decisions and how they beat themselves up even after the decision has been made, I want to talk about how perhaps you can learn to make a no-lose decision. The first thing you can do is make up your mind that you can handle anything that life throws at you. You can handle hurdles. You can handle curveballs. You can handle anything unexpected. In order to actually believe this, then you have to believe in yourself. And if you can learn to believe in yourself that you can handle anything, that gives you the strength and the courage to move forward and make a decision from your heart. You can stop all the worrying about making a right decision, because you will know that whether it be right or whether it be wrong, and whatever decision you make, whatever consequences follows that decision, if you believe in yourself, you will know that you can handle it. Okay? Now give that some thought. Wouldn't that be wonderful to know that if all else fails, no matter what happens after making this decision, you know that you've got the strength and the courage to handle it. How good does that feel? Now let's try looking back into your life about a decision, or you know, a couple decisions that you had to make that stressed you out. Okay, think about what it was you had to make a decision over. Now think about, what decision did you make? You know the decision that you made. Now give some thought. Was it the right decision or was it the wrong decision? You know, think about that right now. Was it right or wrong? Either way, whether it was right or whether it was wrong, did you handle the outcome? My guess would be yes, because you had no choice. No matter what the outcome was, you had no choice but to handle it. When life tries to beat you down, you just get back up, because the alternative is giving up. And giving up leaves you paralyzed and feeling helpless. When you get knocked down, you get back up. Learn to take control of your life. Learn to take control of your feelings and your reactions. You can do it. It's all in your journey to freedom. It's all in the climb up the mountain. And it's all about personal growth. Kudos to you for continuing to listen to these podcasts. If you are new to these podcasts, you can find links to all my earlier podcasts on my website at www.breakingfree.ca. Please feel free to visit my website at any time. This is Catherine Lee Ryder signing off and wishing you the life of your dreams. Blessings.